Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father wrongfully deported to a high-security prison in El Salvador earlier this year, is once again at the center of a political firestorm. After courts ruled that deportation illegal, he was brought back to the U.S. in June to face unrelated human smuggling charges, charges he denies. Prosecutors offered him a deal: plead guilty, stay in jail, and be deported to Costa Rica. He refused. Within minutes of his release from a Tennessee jail on Friday, ICE told his lawyers he'd instead be deported to Uganda, a country he's never set foot in, doesn't speak the language of, and where human rights groups warn of dangerous prison conditions. The Trump administration says Abrego is a dangerous criminal who must be removed. His attorneys call the Uganda plan vindictive and coercive, accusing the government of punishing him for exercising his rights. Uganda's foreign ministry confirms a temporary deal to accept certain third country deportees, but not those with criminal records. Now, Abrego has just days before he must report to ICE in Baltimore as the legal and political battle over his fate explodes. Is this justice served or justice denied?